So on the line right now, I was watching the news last week, as I said since last week, I wanted to add this gentleman, Shiraz Khan. Good afternoon, Shiraz.
Good afternoon, my brother. How are you this morning?
I'm okay, so.
Sorry, afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. Yeah, man, I'm good, man. So tell me, man, about Carsonfield. I saw you with some folks there fighting for what's going on in Carsonfield. We know we had the recent killing of the young lady dumped in Carsonfield. It seemed like they dumping a lot of bodies down there and thing.
Yeah, boy.
Mm.
Yeah, well, the basis since last year, now almost a year and a couple of months now, we have been under the siege by the bandits in Carsonfield. You know?
Right, right.
Remember, I was a victim of a home invasion in March last year.
Okay, I remember doing talking
about that. Coming up in the next couple, in about a month, in about 6 weeks' time, it will be the anniversary of killing the young guy, Christian. And his father still suffering gunshot wounds.
Okay, remind us of that Christian thing again.
No, you remember the young boy from Carsonfield, my neighbor directly opposite me? Bandits went by his home half past five in the morning and I shot him.
Yeah.
I shot the father four times in his stomach. The father is alive but still reeling from that with them before bullets.
Right.
But his son died.
Yeah.
Right? That home was the 26th victim of a home invasion.
26th.
Until his other death.
Oh.
And then after we got a patrol in the area, but it only lasted a couple of days.
Right, right.
A week and about 10 or 12 days around there.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, there was another shooting about 5 weeks ago where a young lady, her husband stopped to urinate. And remember, they took the girl and with her hand throwing the roadside right in the wheel. Then we had this incident where they think that was more bigger news because it was a young 21-year-old girl.
Right, right. With the dumping on the body, Savannah.
Yeah, and then thereafter, just before that, 2 weeks before that, a woman stopped around 11 o'clock to urinate on the side of the road. Bandits stopped, shoot the girl friend and his friend. Three of them was robbed, beaten with the gun butt. And vehicles stolen and all the jewelry and everything gone. So and then another incident where three young fellas got shot. They didn't die, they got shot in the opposite road to where that girl was killed. So we had a lot of incidents and so on.
But what it is about Carson? I mean, nowhere in Trinidad really safe, but what it is about Carsonfield? So the place isolated or dark,
a farming community.
Yeah.
And the houses, the area is very sparse.
Right,
and the other thing about it is have no patrols.
Mm-hmm.
It have no patrols.
Is there a Carsonfield police station?
A little patrol now and again.
Yeah, but
it had a situation where the PD Alasni was not too far from there.
Yeah.
But all four vehicles that the PD Alasni unit have was down.
All right.
And then some of the officers not on work because you have a sewer system broken since December month, especially the female officers can't work there. Some males who have a little difficulty with their stomach can't go to work there because you could tell me with the Ministry of Agriculture since December last year, them can't get somebody to rectify a cystic problem. You know, how more inhumane you could treat workers. You know?
Yeah, so watch my. What is the closest police station? Is a Carsonfield police station?
No. There's no Carsonfield police station. Only the unit.
Right, yeah.
But the next police station is in Freeport.
Freeport, okay.
Freeport area.
Right.
And the other one is in Chaguanas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then you have one in Longdonville.
All right.
So we're surrounded by police, but yet we don't have regular patrols and so on.
Okay, so but you, the villagers, and the people in Carsonfield, you all have a little neighborhood watch WhatsApp group. Are you working with you?
Based in an area like that is not really reality.
Yeah.
To think what we fought for was the PDA last in the unit.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember if you interviewed me or not when they had four brand new police vehicles parked up in the Ministry of Agriculture for almost 7 or 8 months, not licensed.
Okay.
Right, and then we come and we get it, and we lost two because of accidents.
Uh-huh.
But the thing about it, one of the new vehicles is down because it didn't have brakes.
Uh-huh.
One of the other vehicles, older vehicle was down because it didn't have no tires.
Uh-huh.
Another one down because it have no clutch plate.
Uh-huh.
You understand? Simple little things. Them, the vehicles are down, and the Ministry of Agriculture, like, they couldn't kill us.
Uh-huh.
Right, because that happened until we called the permanent secretary. when all of these things happening, and well, I don't know, we still have, I haven't seen, I only see one of the vehicle up, the other three still out, you know?
Yeah.
So we had to have somebody taking care, a keen interest in looking after the vehicles, looking, getting the necessary the toilet facilities, the necessary things for the officers and them to work comfortably.
Mm-hmm. And who was the MP down there? Who's the MP in the area?
Well, the new MP is Dr. David Lee.
Oh, David Lee, okay.
Yeah, but he called up on him. He talked to me last week. He said that he will try to have a meeting with us soon. He's making attempts to get the Minister of National Security to Homeland Security to come and tell us how we could work out things. But you see, what happening is that when the incident takes place and the news came over there.
Right.
I think he's the acting commissioner of police and in charge of South Central. ASP Greenmeister. He said out a press release stating that they're going to have patrols, but he will say that and probably instruct people, but nobody in patrolling. We've seen one or two vehicles moving through the area, the speed they're moving in, grass lining up, it's not a patrol, they're just passing through. But we're not getting any patrols. We need constant patrols because the areas are farmers on is a farming area. It's not a housing development where we got a neighborhood watch. We have a farming community. You know? And then the other thing is we have been treated as real bastard child of this society because they removed about 8 years now the CPEP gang has been removed from in here. It wasn't the NGC. Cutting the grass and in some instances the regional corporation, we'd have been like a forest in there.
Yeah,
they have areas in Carsonville, the grass taller than 5 and 6 feet.
Huh.
In fact, right, just about 2.5 months ago, they went and robbed the National Flour Mills in Carsonville. There was a raid, they went and robbed the thing. They're fixing their fence. Over the road to them, it have bushes that was 4 and 5 feet tall on the roadside. And the street lights, there's about 3 or 4 street lights, they're not working. Numerous calls was made to the street lighting company to repair them in Castlefield, and we're still waiting this.
Yeah, because that is one concern in certain areas. How the areas, I believe in the areas, if it's lit up a little better, that could probably help. Street lights
and the place clean too. The regional corporation or CPEP come back in the area.
Right.
You know.
So what else?
We cannot be treated like that.
Yeah. So what else are you all? Are you all asking? So you're asking for you want your FUL and kind of.
Well, that is something the now Prime Minister, who was opposition leader, stated that she was going for that. We have been begging that for 20 years now, right? Because one of the things is that apart from all the crime and so on, we have people still stealing animals, you know. Animals are still being stolen from people here.
Yeah.
You know, and if you want as everything else, right? If you have a business, you are running a business with animals and like and gardening and so on. And when you're like, I have a friend in the Cuba area, he grew his 10 acres of watermelon to sell 20,000 for a watermelon.
Right.
Brought one for me a day. And the next morning, he called me crying because they went and they raided out the man field.
So sometimes when you see fellas selling watermelon on the highways because they went Carsonville and take people watermelon.
Not Carsonville, this was in Perseverance.
Oh, Perseverance, okay.
Not just telling you what's going on.
Yeah.
Carsonville, then you see people selling meat, is possibly the Carsonville and meat they're selling. And chickens.
Right.
Yeah, they're breaking in people's chicken farm and taking their chickens and so on. You know,
but in terms of like to protect your property,
right? I mean, they say what happening? You're in the past all about you seeing cameras up.
Well, and I'm not got access. So what about cameras and things? They ain't working on.
It have a camera on top of the
flyover
in Chase Village to enter Carsonville.
Right.
There is a pole there that has 4 lights on it. None of them are working from by the triangle coming up. The lights not working.
Oh boy.
So I don't know if the cameras will pick up that. Then down, you go through Castleville and you ended up in 500, there's cameras there. If you go through Palmas area, there's cameras. If you don't have the cameras working properly, why we can't put up cameras? Why can't we get the things done and not only just putting it up, but maintaining it and monitoring it? Right?
Yeah.
When my home was invaded in March on the 8th of March in Carsonfield, people saw the guys with their masks running to 500 cameras there, and up to now they never investigate that. I don't know if they went and asked the people and them if they could see cameras or anything like that. I went and asked, they said, police have to come to do that. You can't do that.
Wow.
You understand?
Yeah.
So we have faced numerous situations down here. And people who live in Carsonfield will call it central, and not only Carsonfield, will tell you the kind of, lackadaisical monitoring of the by the police take place in Carsonfield.
So to enter Carsonfield, right, is not possible, like how in certain communities. Is it like a one way in, one way out?
Well, no, it has many entrance and exits.
Okay.
Carsonfield is not a thoroughfare.
For all the
people that live in Susulans, Cashew Garden, 500, Palmes, Caparo, all those areas. So we have decided to come out and let the public know and let the media know what was taking place. So that's why the reason why the press conference call.
Yeah, of course, man. I saw it, and
because we can't be suffering all the time like that.
Yeah.
I am saying that the people coming and calling and saying the government now come in, but the institutions that supposed to be governing is existing long time. The media last me, the police. The corporation.
Yeah. Even if it's something to put a like a some temporary army base or something, some gaol or something.
But I think as one police tell me, who was a former soldier, he said this is these soldier work.
Yeah, but these soldiers down there, man. Let them be there in camouflage and thing and wait for them.
Yeah. We had to come up with something.
Yeah.
We cannot say that this has a monitor. We have to solve the situation.
Yeah.
So I mean to say, we need attention just like anywhere else. We have that crime all over the country, and they claim that they cannot be by every street corner, by every home. Then give us our fuel.
All right, sure. But sure, I'm going to make the call for you, man. Camper for you to put some soldiers down there, army base in them areas, something.
Yeah, because the thing about it is that there's not,
feel
only
like solution.
Us, not only us being hurt, now they're taking and dumping people and killing people inside. Well,
yeah,
and
I'm telling you. That's serious. Yeah. All right, boy, Shiraz. Hey, man. All right, man, well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for the call, base.
All right, Shiraz. Yeah, Shiraz paying, putting a little light on what's going on out there in Carsonfield. I don't know if anybody have any suggestions what could be going on in these areas. I really think you could put an army base down there. The soldiers down there, man. As a matter of fact, in all these kind of rural areas, let's put some temporary army bases down there. Move these soldiers and them down there. Put these soldiers on the outdoors, man. Temporary army bases in these rural areas. Set up camps in these rural areas. So let's go like that. They'll go be outside. Let them go outside, man. Think in the bush a little bit. Can you have some little camps and put some cadets with them and things in certain instances? But let's have some temporary army bases in some of these rural areas. I like that. Wait a minute about that. Hello, good afternoon. Yeah. 625-225-7627-3223-306-1065. You have a solution to everything. You just had think. Use your brain and think, man. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Comrade Base.
Yeah.
The solution is always in the problem. Brother Shiraz, if you're still listening, get together with your other farmers or your pool of resources.
And do what?
And buy a couple drones.
Drones? Okay.
Yes, the drones will cover the whole area.
Mm-hmm.
Why is all the waiting on the FUL? I'm telling you to buy a drone and arm your drone, But buy drones. Your animals that are missing, I mean, when you go to ADB for your loans that sometimes people don't pay back or what,
hey.
You could use part of the money to GPS or chip some of your animals.
But some of them fellas don't know how to do them thing, man.
Over the years, this thing has become so cheap and affordable. Put chips in some of your animals so you're going to know if a piece of your steak end up in base house, what base was a co-conspirator with whoever, are your water. You can't want to put army men down in there. They done.
Why not?
Underutilizer.
You could
put them to do any cane.
You go put them down there, man.
Or in the bush, looking for what? Next thing you know, they're studying your animal. Wherever ammunition they have, they're shooting guti and lap and all kind of thing. And then they're distracted. So buy drones. Get drones. Ask permission if you could use it. Maybe you can.
They can't even bring in drones in the country. They're banning them thing.
No, God, this would.
What we need is all right. We need what? That should be part of the licensee, licensee agency that they have down there. They should have the drones. They should have the drones. But I like your idea of the drones and, tagging or chipping the animals and so on and so forth. Being 2025, these things are possible. Parallel thing on the air to track the animals. Nothing wrong with that. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes.
Excellent idea from that man.
Mm-hmm.
We have what they call GPS trackers. You could pin that on the tail of a sheep, or pin him somewhere behind the ears, underneath the wool, and you could find the thief in your goat or cow. But if it's a group of us, and don't say you can't import no drone, because if you look on Facebook, you see a man selling drone for $500 and $600, and it fold up. Where you can fold up the wings, and it look like a fold and it fold up. So don't say that.
I didn't say that people can't bring in the thing, people doing thing, but as far as they know, it is illegal to bring them in.
I don't know. I'm on Facebook, then the police are against the thief. But that's because it's 10 of us as farmers. If all of us put $100, and all of us put out 1 hour in the night, one man start at 11, one man, and we go until 6, we could solve the own problem with the own drone, Become like the prisons. Because I heard the prison officer here this morning. For a man to pull up outside the prison and pelt a bag over the wall, he has to know there is somebody there to receive it. Simple. Just like the man who come in to receive the goat or sheep has to ask somebody to kill it and somebody to mark it. So, if we put up the drones and we put our GPS tracker, we could find them. So, there is a solution to the problem. And you know what? I hear this man point out just now. We keep blaming government and government and government. What about the... You saw what happened in Guyana this weekend? They find 4 tons of cocaine in a particular constituency, or what we would call a constituency. The superintendent in that constituency, the American government, make an investigation. They have 4 of them up. The big top-ranking policemen and 3 other businessmen in Guyana. Right, so there are solutions to the problem. Is whether or not the citizens in those positions have the testicular fortitude to do the job that they have paid to do. That is the problem. Enjoy evening, my brother.
Well, Shamin Shiraz and they may not know about these, I could call him back to know about the drone. I'll call him back and think and ask what you think about that suggestion. But to get drones, for the vast area, drones is one thing, but the GPS tracking. They can't just GPS track. You have to get a company. It have companies do GPS tracking of cars. Maybe this is another, avenue that they could go into. GPS tracking of, animals. I know some people might have GPS tracking of even you as a person. You put little things on you wear a little chain and all this kind of thing. Those who feel they, in the risk of getting kidnapped and so on, they have that. But to GPS track each goat and each cow and each chicken, like plenty, man. It's plenty, plenty, right? Good afternoon, Mr. Vase. Very good idea. Put an army base should it come. And I don't see anything wrong with the little temporary army base too. A temporary army base that could work. A temporary army base in rural areas. We could start with that until the drone thing come. A temporary army base in these rural areas, especially in that Carson field where people are, where they thief and people, livestock. Hello, good afternoon.
Comrade Bass, the only downside to GPS tracking is the company that sells you the device, they may send their people to steal your animals. But it happened. It happened in Trinidad already. It's happening in Trinidad with concerning cars.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to call some company.
Don't call no name.
Bye-bye.
Right. Well, you trouble. You just come. You just wake up to get trouble, but you miserable, buddy. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon again, Bass. Be careful, comrade, and put you in trouble.
Boy.
One of the easiest solutions in terms of trying to solve that issue right now is on the Edinburgh Road. that the order takes you to Castlefield, you can install CCTV cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And when you install those CCTV cameras, they will be manned and watched by...
But I don't really trust this camera thing in Trinidad because they never work in, man. Cameras never working in this place, never ever working.
Contrary to that belief that you have, Base, some don't, but some do work.
Boy, where, boy?
Some do work.
But what about the thing like where Imshan Ishmael wanted to do and turn when he wanted to put a security guard and a post on the bamboo, security
mm-hmm.
post.
Mm-hmm.
By the entrance now, so at least you could see who comes, something who come in and going. Maybe you could still have a camera there, but at least you have some kind of human figure, something, you know.
Something. Yeah, but I think that would be the most possible thing to do, to install those cameras along that Edinburgh Road, and of course that will help to assist in terms of the troubleshooting of those vehicles, because it'll be easy to pinpoint where a vehicle may have passed once you have the camera, so strategically this location. Now, this the drones. Mm-hmm. Drones can work, but who's going to man that 24/7?
Well, exactly. I mean, them farmers ain't doing that.
So that's why the camera is more plausible.
Them farmers can't do that, man.
Yeah, and one of the things, this, I know I might get a little flat for this, but see, when you are building houses or a housing environment, and you select persons and you just put them in an area, and there's no sort of employment in that area, you will get an increase in criminal elements. Mm. And you just look at the planning that administration does and put individuals there. And there's a spin-off effect. Those criminals are not coming from Manzalina Base. Those are persons within the area who are perpetrating those crimes. And it's not far from where Sharaz is. There's a road that takes you in less than 5 minutes. You can get onto the Edinburgh planning. But you can do that by walking. You could only access it through the dry season. The last time I went there was about 2 or 3 years ago. I don't know if they pitched that road now. But that is one of the contributors in terms of how persons easily get out from the area after committing a crime. Once you go down into those areas, you are very difficult to find you when you enter and traverse that area.
Yeah, man. But also their posts down there in those... especially, I mean, it have certain places, you know, where there's be dumping bodies and thing all along the place. Put some soldier posts down there. All right, somebody sent me something about the drones, right? I know a lot of people were complaining about drones and they couldn't bring in the drones and they're taking in the drones. Somebody saying you can import the drones, but you have to get special permission from TAT to import one. You just fill out the required forms on their site and present it to customs when it arrives. So maybe people weren't doing that, right?
Good afternoon, Base. This help yourself, the recommendations against the people who are stealing your stuff. I think that that's a stand your ground approach, because if you find, how you're going to get your stuff back, or how you're going to approach them to confirm that this person or that person have it. Suppose these people are armed, or even if they are not armed, they are definitely dangerous. So you need to get your firearm, and you need to use it, and you need the law to be on your side.
All right, John Wayne.
When
right,
you
John
get
Wayne.
Your firearm and you use it. So we need that stand your ground legislation so that they can shoot the bandits stone dead. And I'm sure that will have an impact. If we reduce the bandit count by 2 or 3 every day, it will help. Thank you.
Wow, Pinal, a.k.a. John Wayne. Base, this would sound funny, but I think that human beings need microchips to track them, especially the criminal elements. Well, I got out there already, yes?